Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's much better. Thought you guys wouldn't be able to see me with the taller podium. I'm so short. I'm Katie Culver, and I have the privilege of hanging out with some of your children each week in Divorce Care for Kids. Like them, I come from a divorced home. I can relate to many of the hurts and confusion that they may currently be experiencing surrounding the divorce. Some of those emotions still arise in me from time to time, but it's my joy to encourage your children as someone who's come out on the other side of that hurt and that pain. The sweet grace and healing that I've received from the Lord is being poured over into your kids each week through all of those leaders. It's so beautiful to see how God's taken the shattered pieces of my life and the brokenness of divorce and used it to draw me closer to Him, and to encouraging others into a deeper, more intimate relationship with our perfect, always faithful, abundantly gracious, eternally loving, and everly present Heavenly Father. I accepted Christ into my life when I was young, around age 7 or 8. On many accounts, I grew up in a professed Christian home. We went to church every Sunday. I went to a Christian school at which my dad also taught, and I served alongside my mom each week in Sunday school. Behind closed doors, however, nothing we did was reflective of an abiding relationship with the Spirit. We so rarely prayed or opened our Bibles. The only true glimpses of Christ's character I received was from my grandparents. As I got older, I began putting the puzzle pieces together. While I'd never seen my parents argue, the ever-growing disgruntled expressions that I saw on my dad's face every Sunday as we got ready for church spoke volumes. The cold shoulders and lack of communication and affection and closeness between my parents grew more and more apparent to me as time passed. It all came to a head one Sunday when I was 12, and I remember it just like it was yesterday. My dad refused to go to church, and an argument between my parents erupted. We sat through the service, and my mom was in tears, and me and my two younger sisters were utterly confused and heartbroken for her. We returned home to a quiet house and no sign of my dad. He moved out that Sunday, and he never looked back. Over church, I was so confused. My child heart wanted so badly to comprehend why this was happening to us. I replayed that day in my head for months and years to come, just trying to grasp some sense of understanding or come to some sort of resolution as to why my dad chose to leave us. As the oldest child, however, I felt like I had to keep my sadness and my hurt under wraps for the sake of my sisters. No matter how hard I tried to hide it, I was not fine. Our family became very good at keeping our affections and our honest feelings under lock and key, and I never felt like I could give my parents a hug or share with them how I was truly feeling, in part because they never asked, but also because I never saw it modeled for me, and I truly didn't know how. These were repressed emotions came out in ugly and hurtful ways. My sadness manifested itself as anger, and I used that anger to disrespect and dishonor my mom. My sense of abandonment manifested itself in unhealthy relationships, seeking approval and affirmation as a means of filling a void that my dad had left in my soul. Because I wasn't abiding with Christ, I allowed Satan to take hold of these normal emotions, emotions that are okay to feel in the wake of such heartbreak, and allowed him to use them to deteriorate my relationship with my parents and abandon my identity as the precious child of God that I had once knew myself to be. In addition to the struggle I had in processing my own emotions, I assumed adult responsibility in a way that was far too much for my young heart to bear. Before I knew it, the answers to all of my questions and all of my seeking to understand started pouring out. My father had been unfaithful to my mom. And as the oldest child, I became my mom's confidant, her safekeeper for the darkest details of my dad's affair and his betrayal. Even if I wanted to, I felt like making amends with my dad would be dishonoring to my mom. And I felt so stuck in the middle, unable to fully love or honor both of my parents at the same time without feeling some level of disloyalty to each of them. To add to what happened, to what seemed like the weight of boulders on my heart, my dad confessed that he was an atheist. From that moment on, it felt like my entire childhood could have effectively been erased. Everything I knew seemed to be diluted by my current circumstances. The dissolution of my family and the deception of my father completely distorted my perspective. and it blurred for me the portrait of God, his character, his goodness, and my identity in him. I questioned everything that I had known. Because I couldn't see any glimpse of hope or reconciliation between my parents or their relationship with me, I assumed that neither could there be any chance for reconciliation between me and God. When I was 15, things reached an insurmountable head at home, with tensions between me and my mom at their highest. It was here in my complete brokenness that God met me. It says in Romans 5:8 that God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It was in recognizing my own sin and my need for him that I was overwhelmed by his love for me, and I saw the Lord intercede for me in the most gracious yet bold way through my aunt and through my uncle. He stepped in and rescued me as my feet were hitting rock bottom. My aunt and uncle invited me to live with them and their two young children. For me, this meant a lot of changes: a new school, church, friends, city, home, new rules, and new authority. But I felt like I had nothing else to lose, so I accepted their offer. The transition was not easy, and my flesh fought hard to hide the habits that I'd grown accustomed to hide in those habits. But God used this sweet family to lead me to see his grace and his faithfulness. For the first time in my life, I saw healthy communication modeled, a marriage with Christ at the center. I saw family prayer and discipleship and grace and forgiveness extended at every turn. God used their character to gently point me towards his. When my knee-jerk reaction was to use anger as a means of coping with my sadness, I learned to speak out loud how I was feeling and find comfort in knowing God knew my pain, was holding my tears in his bottle, as it says in Psalm 56:8. When my tendency was to run from unhealthy relationship to find affirmation and companionship, I learned to lean into the Lord to supply all of my needs. For Philippians 4:19 tells us, God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. In a season when I felt like I had been abandoned by my earthly parents, God reminded me that he will never leave or forsake me in Psalm 27 and Deuteronomy 31:6. In fact, even in the deepest depths of my loneliness, he was with me. He had not once forgotten me, and he will carry on to completion the good work that he began in me. Creating these new habits started with me recognizing that my circumstances are not my identity. And while it serves as a scar and a beautiful reminder of the Lord's redemption, my parents' divorce does not define me. I am a child of God, chosen and dearly loved. My identity is found in the one who loved me so much that he shed his blood for me, that I might know and trust him fully. 1 John 3:1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. In the 2 years I spent living with my aunt and uncle and drawing closer to God, I was able to see these truths and his promises not only for myself, but also believe them for my parents. Because my mom believes in Christ as her Savior, she is not marked by her sin or the sinful choices of my dad. She's marked by the blood of Christ. He rejoices over her with gladness, quiets her with his love, and exalts over her with singing, as it says in Zephaniah 3:17. According to Jeremiah 23:24, no matter how hard he tries, my dad cannot hide from the presence of the Lord. While he continues to deny God's existence and sovereignty, the Lord is waiting with open arms for his son, my dad, to come home. One of the hardest things I ever had to do was to forgive my unrepentant father. But the grace and forgiveness that is afforded to me through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection is also available to my dad. His sin is no greater than mine, and his deserving of forgiveness is no less than mine. God loves us not because of what we do or what we don't do. He loves us because he is love, period. There's nothing that we can do that will ever separate us from the love of God, as Romans 8:38 and 39 tells us. How freeing it is to know that our Creator is not fickle in his love for us, that he doesn't tie his love to our circumstances, nor are our circumstances tied to our identity. One of the points we love to remind your children of is this: that God's love for them is infinitely immeasurable, unconditional, and unchanging. His love isn't exclusive, and though the divorce may leave us feeling broken and useless, the Lord has set out to do a good work in us, and he is faithful to see it through. One of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians 1:3-5, and it says, "Praise be to God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. Our prayer for you and your children is that you would become fully know, that you would come to fully know the deep love of God and the great delight that he takes in you, his created ones who bear his very own image. I pray that you trust him and take comfort and refuge in his promises, and he will be faithful to comfort and heal you and will use you and this season to bring his comfort and healing to others as well. Thank you.